The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis. Robin's not here this morning, but we are taking your phone call. The invitation is first-time callers, long-time listeners who've never called, and also anybody out of state would like to give us a ring. We'd be more than glad to hear where you're listening from. Let's talk to John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. How are you? Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, John, how are you?
All right. Hey, 28 years of listening, I think, or maybe longer. So you finally called me out, got me to pick up a telephone and do it the right way, I guess.
That's great. It's just having a phone conversation, you know. That's all it is, just you and me talking. So you enjoy fishing, hunting? Tell me a little bit about John.
I enjoy fishing and hunting. Got a really great friend named Alan Ellis. You probably still don't know who this is.
No, I do. Yeah, you lied from where you're from. You lied from where you're from.
I did. I lied.
I knew who this is. Yeah, man. So,
well, I tell you what, I won't take up too much time, but folks, you were listening to the real deal with this guy. You're a darn good friend, Alan. I bet it's close to 30 years. A lot of different administrations, presidents, governors, the whole deal. A lot of deaths in the family, divorces.
Yep, and, all the above.
You've always been a good ear.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Appreciate your friendship. Appreciate your knowledge. And hope many, many, many more years of you being on the air.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Good hearing from you.
Not a problem.
Thanks for finally calling after 28 years. You may go back to emailing and texting now.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate your allowing me to do that.
You don't have to call back for another 28 years if you don't want to.
And I turned 64 today, so I figured why.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday,
thank you, partner.
You puppy.
All right. Have a blessed day.
See you, John. Thanks. Oh, that's great. Tacklebox Tim. Calling from out of the state, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I'm hoping when the sun comes up here in a little bit, Mother Nature will calm down.
You're in Delaware. I wouldn't count on that too much. What's your local forecast have to say?
Local forecast is, I guess, heavy rain and winds. And I looked at the radar, and it's it's pushing from the ocean in, and we may have the rain slow down a little bit when we're heading up Coastal Highway and up and around. No way I'm going to try to go over to Bay Bridge today.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But
just be careful on that C&D Canal Bridge. I mean, there's always a bridge,
and
you know.
And then coming over to Susquehanna also. But
Right.
Yeah, Mother Nature showed her wrath yesterday, and we sat here on the on the porch and watched the waves and the people getting sandblasted. And now I'm sitting here and where the house is up on stilts a little bit, and I know she's built this way a little bit. And that's
oh, brother, no thanks.
No, yeah. Well, there's waves in the toilet bowl.
Waves in the toilet bowl. That's even better. Yeah, no waves. No waves in my coffee cup yet. But
it sounds like a country music song.
Waves in the toilet bowl. That it does. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a Jimmy Buffett song. God rest his soul.
Too.
Yeah.
But other than that, we've had a decent week. I know you and I have talked about the I had a really good trip with my friend Randy, who's staying with us down with Captain Mark. Caught a bunch of speckled trout on Tuesday, and that was a tremendous trip. I had, do that with white perch all the time.
Yeah.
And I have good striper days like that at times, but just to throw in a different species and with the company of Mark and my good friend Randy here, a tremendous day.
My best sea trout, speckled trout evening was an evening and a nighttime trip with Captain Henry Goody back in the mid-80s. I think we put 52 fish in the boat that night, and that was just a couple hours. That was just a phenomenal night, that numbers-wise.
Absolutely.
Honga River sea trout. That was my passion back then. I would travel anywhere to fish for big tide runner trout, fished Delaware Bay, fished the Honga, and, there's nothing like a 10, 12-pound tide runner. I mean, the smaller ones are great, but the big tide runners, man, ounce and a half jig purple worm, red strawberry worm, and a piece of peeler crab, man, there's nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We were all throwing little – small soft plastic paddle tails on light jig heads, and
that'll work too.
They started nipping a little bit, and the tide wasn't running strong. But once the tide got right, the current was running past the points. You could see little 3 to 5 square foot schools of bait fish, and the specks just slashing underneath of them. And then we knew the bite was going to be on. In about 5 hours, we likely caught about 30 or so.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, man.
No, it's point hopping, and that was the strategy.
Did you tell Mark I want to do an inshore shark trip with him again? What'd he say?
I did. He said, just give him a shout.
Give him a call, he's good.
He's always prepared.
Yeah. We had a great trip. I mean, there's a couple pictures of that trip years ago with the family on the Ellis Outdoors website in the photo section. My daughter, God rest her soul, Heather, she always wanted to catch a shark, and she finally caught a big, I guess, a sand tiger shark or sand shark at that time, and had her picture taken. I think Jacob was only 5 years old, something like that. He's 23 now, so... Yeah. He's 23. He'll soon be 24. So, it's been that long ago, but Mark was great. He tagged those sharks, most of them, and over we went. We caught them on the surface with a chunk of tuna on the balloon. We caught them, under the water on a balloon. We caught them, basically on the bottom on a chunk of tuna, and it was just a wonderful trip. I think we caught 10, 12 sharks that time. It was
You had the right guy, because he's one of the most knowledgeable shark guys on the East Coast.
No question.
And we actually had two sandbar sharks swim past us on Tuesday.
Really?
Two and a half, 3 feet long, young ones.
Yeah. I got it. So all right. Sounds good, buddy.
Interesting to see.
Yep. Take care, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right,
don't get blown away.
Oh, we will do our best.
Got you. See you, man. Thanks. There goes Tim. Hey, let's talk to Gene in Pikesville.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I've been listening to you for quite a few years. I'm totally blind. It was funny. The guy said that I want to register for the muzzle loading device. I said, no, I'll pass on that.
I guess. Yeah, well.
But anyway, I've been listening to you for a while, and this morning, when you offered, to have people call in, I jumped on it, because when you talked about the Constitution, which is a hobby of mine,
right?
We have a lot in common in reference to when you were talking about the Second Amendment. But I'm really, in reference to states' rights. If we look at the 11th Amendment, and where states' rights are really are given to the people as a tool that that we can use to make America a better place. It was Mulberry versus Madison, the 12th Amendment, and what is it called? Judicial Review, where the Federalists and the Republicans, that were two parties at that time, had the big battle, and we got you know, the government that we have now, where the Supreme Court rules over all the issues and, you know, trumps the states. So I hope you do get a program, man, where we can talk about the Constitution and, you know, where America and the direction we're going in, because I think we have a lot more in common than people think, even though probably on the political spectrum, people would probably try to pit us against each other because I have a D in front of my name and you have a R in front of yours, which is ridiculous, man. So, keep up the good work.
All right, man. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thoroughly enjoy your show, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a great day. There we go. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. Let's talk to Mike in Baltimore, then we'll take a little break. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, how about you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I want to ask you a question about bear hunting.
Okay.
The sow with cubs.
Okay.
Is she legal?
Yes, so are the cubs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm quite surprised at that.
Why?
Why would you want to kill a cub?
Well, I don't. That doesn't mean they're not legal.
I'm not talking about you specifically.
I understand that. I understand that. But, yes, they are legal. The goal is management. The goal is, to stem the growth of the population, or actually not stem it, but sustain it. Okay, from keeping it from getting overwhelmed. There are people that will shoot a cub with no qualms. You know, none at all. It's a black bear. I will also tell you this. I have limited experience in hunting black bears, but after my first time ever in New Brunswick, and I took a sow. I took an average size sow, probably 180 pound sow. The sow I shot in Maryland was about 180 pounds, same size, maybe not quite that big, but to judge the size of a bear up close and personal, let alone at a distance, is extremely difficult.
You're right. It's hard to tell the size, but I'm talking about last year's cub. I mean, I don't think you can get confused about last spring's cub, you know.
I understand, but on that same hunt, that first New Brunswick hunt, one of the fellows took a small bear, okay?
Yeah.
2 years later, I was back in the same camp, same guy, took the same size bear. And I said, I would have thought by now you'd have learned your lesson. He said, what do you mean? I said, you shot a small one last time. You should have been able to tell from that, you know, what you were shooting this time. I said, I have a recommendation for you, because I wasn't happy with the guy. You know, I mean, one time I understand. Two times I don't quite understand. You haven't learned anything. And that's part of the outdoors process, is learning from things that you do.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, how do you have the first one mounted? Oh, it's standing on its hind legs. I said, well, why don't you have this one standing on its hind legs, put an S on the front of one and a P on the front of the other, and set them on your dining room table? Because that's basically what you got, are salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
I was a little hot. And I was a little more mouthy at that time, but that's me.
Well, I was, you know, normally if you see a sow with cubs, they're going to be together.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I don't know.
I got it. I feel 100%. You know, Pennsylvania, you were never allowed to shoot a cub.
I don't think the DNR rules, but, you know, I guess they're trying to limit the population of bears. So, in any case,
I use the word sustain is the word I use.
Yeah, I was just curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most hunters that I know would never shoot a cub, but some have no qualms about it, you know.
Well, you're right. And it is hard to tell their size. It really is.
There's no question.
I did it for a long time, and it's difficult to tell their size.
Yep.
Especially people that would, you know, come for the first. Well, how do I know it's a big bear? You know, and
right.
Trying to describe to them what to look for. You know, if their belly's on the ground, it's a big bear.
It's a big bear. Yeah, I know. So. All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Take care. You too. Bye. 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 All right. You know, our friends at Backyard Billy's. We talked. Robin and I talked this morning a little bit. She said, I can't wait to turn the fireplace on. You know, we have this fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's there in Graysonville, Kent Island, whatever, wherever they like to call themselves as being from. It's a gas fireplace insert made by a company called Enviro. It's an EX35 model. It's beautiful to look at. Backyard Billy's, we shopped and shopped and shopped and shopped and shopped, settled on Backyard Billy's because they offered, A, the service, B, the expertise, and C, the price. Okay, the friendly service and the knowledge of the product sold us on Backyard Billy's, as did the price, of course. We went to other places where we weren't treated. We weren't treated very nicely around Delmarva and, you know, Maryland, Delaware, and other places, and had even made a commitment at one place, and turned out that they just stopped communicating with us about our potential purpose. And we said, you know what? If you don't need our business that bad, we don't need to purchase from you that bad. So we went to Backyard Billy's after all that debacle, and they treated us like we were, you know, longtime friends and customers. So they helped us with the installation. They did it, actually. They helped us with the mason. They did all the chimney work and everything else. They have the expertise to install any type of insert in your, you know, that hole in the wall you call a fireplace, which really isn't, and you know, they can take care of that. Wood, pellet, gas, freestanding pellet stoves by the same company, Enviro, freestanding wood stoves by another company called Regency, and you know, we just trust them. We do. We trust them. We call them for service if we need it. We make an appointment, and they're right there on time. Brian's great. So, anyway, Backyard Billy's. If you need heat for supplemental heat or primary heat, stop by Backyard Billy's. They are open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. When you're coming from the bridge, that's Evans Avenue. You get off Evans Avenue, make a right on Drummond, and Backyard Billy's is right there. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is their hearth and fireplace division. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. You will be glad you did. Our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, I talked to Rich there the other day, and we talked a lot about a lot of different things. They're a CVA dealer. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader here on the show. All you got to do is call and leave your name and number, go on the air, and you can register to win a CVA. Clyde Sports Shop has CVAs as well, but I want to talk about the Browning right now. For a high-powered rifle, you can't beat the X-Bolt in any of its models. The X-Bolt Pro, the X-Bolt Standard, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection, all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. If you're going to buy one bolt action firearm for life, consider the X-Bolt at Clyde Sports Shop. All standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. You'll be glad you did. And if you're a shotgun fan and you like the pump shotgun, the BPS, the Bat Browning pump shotgun, the BPS model, field model, newly designed stock, a new look, a larger trigger guard, matte blue finish barrel and forged machine steel receiver, has bottom ejection, which is a great feature. Satin finish walnut pump action shotgun with a superior fit and finish, and new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Phone number 410-242-6108. Take exit 9 to get there, or come off South Caton Avenue off of 95 and wind your way to Hammonds Ferry Road, and you'll be able to find it. ClydeSports.com. Website, firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop. Can't go wrong. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I went a-fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a-twisting and a-turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hooked fish. He hooked his feeling in me. And one Friday evening, he came into my soul.
All right.
And he hooked me with his spirit.
I love that song. I wish we could play the whole thing, but we got to talk to Linda in Baltimore, then Debbie in Kentucky, and Will is in Catonsville. Let's talk to Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm okay. I want to give my regards to you from Bert Gilmore.
Oh, my goodness.
He was your fishing buddy from
a gazillion
years ago. And
is Bert still around?
No.
I thought he passed a couple of years ago.
But I know I disobeyed what you said today because I did call you one time.
I do remember, but I always like hearing from you. And Bert Gilmour.
Bert Gilmour, yeah.
December 17th or 18th, 1988 was my very first caller ever on this radio show. Did you know that?
Oh, my God. His wife and I are still best friends.
That's wonderful. I will tell you, I fished with Bert. I went to a couple MSSA meetings when that organization was around. I fished with him out 7 foot knoll on his boat. And he said, you want some lunch? And I said, sure. And Bert says, here you go. And I looked down, and he unwrapped this butcher paper, and there were a bunch of ends of lunch meat. And I said, what's this? And he goes, he said, I just buy the ends. He said, they sell it to me cheap. I'm like, I said, okay, we'll make a sandwich. So, oh, man, that we had a good time. We caught a few little perch and stuff that day, but, you know, Bert was a good guy. I like Bert a lot.
So. Yeah, he worked at the Walbrook Lumber Company.
Yep, I remember.
He had been a Marine. He was a tough guy.
He was. Grew up in Atlantic City on the steel pier and learned to swim from the girls that dove this horse into the tank.
I spent every summer in Atlantic City because my dad would get a job there,
you know,
and he would push the chairs on the boardwalk and work as a busboy in the hotels. That was the only vacation we had. And driving up in an old car that broke down every two blocks, my dad had opened up the hood and let the hood out. So I know a lot about Atlantic City, too.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And that's where Bert learned to swim, on the steel pier with the performers
the horse that jumped off the dive.
Yeah, the diving horse that jumped into the tank. I saw that when I was a kid. So.
Oh my God! I got a joke for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, a mushroom goes to a party and he says, "Why are y'all being so mean to me? I'm a fun guy."
Okay, we're gonna let you go now, Linda. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Oh, my. I love that. That's a great memory. Bert Gelbar, first ever caller. Debbie in Kentucky, good morning. How are you in Kentucky this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing wonderful, and I'm in Adairville, Kentucky.
Adairville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's about a mile or two in the state, coming from the south, straight up from Nashville.
Got it. Got it. Kentucky a time or two, but never really spent any time there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
I wanted to just call in and tell you I really, really enjoy the atmosphere that you have on the phone when you're doing this show. And I did call in one time some years ago, only one time ever, and that was to ask about how grandparents can take the kids fishing and memories you had about grandkids. Taking your grandkids out.
Yeah. How about that? Did I help you out? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. You and Robin was on, too, that morning, and she suggested something simple like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, there you go. I remember. Okay, now I got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Simple is right. But yeah.
Anyway, I love all the atmosphere of how you talk about things, and just so wholesome and fun to listen to.
I appreciate that. Well, family's everything, let me tell you. And, you know, you got grandkids under 10, you want to take them fishing, don't anticipate on getting a lot of fishing done. You'll get a little bit here and a little bit there, and they'll come back to it, and then they'll leave, and they'll want to do something else, and they want to throw stones and sticks in the water, and, you know, that type of thing. You better have some peanut butter and jelly or some crackers or something. And, you know, keep it, the old KISS, keep it simple, stupid, and don't get mad at them when they don't want to fish with you. So,
because it's just the memory of making a memory.
Yeah, exactly. And if you catch a fish, it's a bonus. Even a little tiny bluegill or something like that. So, man. Thank you so much for the call from Kentucky.
Well, it's not daylight down here either.
So, not yet.
Just got the station on the radio and listening to it and enjoying it, and that's what I do in the mornings usually.
I got you. Yep. Gotcha.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Okay. Thank you for the trip down memory lane. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Will in Catonsville. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
I've been a long-time listener. I've never called in. I don't do any hunting and haven't done fishing in years, but I was thinking about getting a fishing permit and going out to the Chesapeake Bay. I had heard you say on a previous show that there was a lot of pollution in the water. I was wondering if there was any part of the fish that I shouldn't eat or, you know.
Well, if you're concerned about it, you can go. Are you computer savvy?
A little, yeah.
Go on the Maryland Department of the Environment. MDE, I believe it is, website, or just do a search for, you know, in your search engine, do a search for fish consumption advisory, something like that. And there are certain areas that, you know, they say don't eat any of the fish, not necessarily in the bay, but in some of the rivers and creeks, don't eat anything. But then there's, you know, one meal a week, or, you know, one meal a month or something like that. But in general, any fish that's in the open water, any striped bass, any bluefish, any, you know, white perch or anything like that, you're not going to have any trouble with. It's more of the fish that are the bottom dwellers, you know, the catfish and things like that, that there is a minor concern about. But as I've always said, anything that is in the fish is in the fat.
Yeah, so, that's what I had heard you say, not to eat the fat.
Belly meat, fat around the fins, and the lateral line. The lateral line is that streak down the middle. The lateral line, you know, it's a visible lateral line just about on every fish. The line that runs down the sides of the body. That's where the fish's nerve central, you know, that's where the fishes sense the vibrations in the water. It's their hearing, their ears. You know, they sense the vibrations. It's fat, it's full of nerve tissue. And if you take that dark stripe out, your fish is going to taste so much better, and you'll cut down on any of those potential dangers that you might face.
Is there any fat on the fish that could be eaten safely from the bay?
What do you mean?
Any fat on the fish that when you get them out of the bay that you could, like, use the fat safely?
Oh, yeah, I would say mostly the rockfish, the bluefish, the migratory fish are going to be fine.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, have a great day.
You do the same. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, 410 WCBM 680. We've got to tell you about our sponsors. That would be Spurry's Tire Service. That's right, Spurry's Tire Service right here in Easton, right up here in the corner, Dover Road and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where a lot of the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, including me, of course, featuring American-made, and they love their American-made tires. They love their Firestones, their Bridgestones, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. I like to say from Triumph to Triaxle, you know, just kind of make it a little fun. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, all your farm machinery, your lawnmowers, your wheelbarrows, tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. I just had them do that service for me a couple weeks ago. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years, including Robin and me, pardon me, for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. If you get them and you make a deal, they'll put them on right there. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton if you want, 410-822-7384. The website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service, the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50, right here in beautiful Easton, Maryland. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Tommy James and the Shondells. Man, saw them twice in concert when I was a teenager. The second concert was at the Jaffa Mosque in Altoona, Pennsylvania, the big Shriners Mosque there. And I was with a young lady, and I don't remember seeing much of the concert, but I do remember the evening, that's for sure. And I saw them prior to that, too. So great entertainers, that's for sure, Tommy James and the Shondells. We have Lee in Bel Air, and then Lee in Towson. Two Lees in a row. Good morning, Lee in Bel Air. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing. How are you two doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. I was just going to say, after listening to that, you were never young. You were born old.
Why do you say that, buddy?
Well, you and I have talked a few times, and I've kind of, some of the things you remember is some of the stuff I remember, and believe me, I'm no spring chicken anymore.
Right.
My chicken sprung a long time ago.
Yeah. Good one. Good one.
Anyhow,
so, yep.
Anyhow, I've been speculating, you know, with the weather and the way it is today.
Yeah.
I was kind of wondering here, how many, I wonder what the odds are if somebody's out there with their sailboard right now.
With their sailboard?
Yep.
Good grief. Well, you know, there's an idiot born every minute, or what? You know, what do you want to, however you want to say it. I wouldn't doubt that there's somebody out there with a sailboard.
I wouldn't doubt that there's somebody out there on the bay right now trying to jump over the bridge on that board.
Yeah, it could be, buddy. Could be. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does, you know, and some people are thrill seekers and some people, you know, are not. So.
Yep. Well, I admit to being crazy, but I'm not insane, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Good one. I like that. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alan. Well, you take care of yourselves.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate the call. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lee and Towson, good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Going good.
What's going
you
on?
One of those tournaments that was scheduled for this weekend got canceled. So
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, it's a blessing, I think, for the fish. I looked at some of the rules and whatnot. It is a kill tournament. So, but
oh, you're talking about the that Rockfish tournament you were telling me about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's but they postponed it till October. So the my daughter and Eddie had fish in the upper Susquehanna. I sent you a couple pitch.
I saw that.
They had over 30 smallmouth in the 3 to 4.5 pound range.
Wow.
And
wow.
Kayla has been able to capitalize through referrals. She even got a couple calls from big ass fish.
Yeah, good.
So that's that has helped her with her business there. But
good.
It's amazing that's literally a world class fishery up there.
There's no question.
It's all mostly smallmouth. She has hooked a couple big muskies up there. Hasn't landed them because teeth and lighter monofilament or braid don't get along. But it's really spectacular. It's skinny water at its best, and it's quite a thrill.
No question.
I go more as a spectator because it's all good though.
I may have shared this a few times. I grew up fishing smallmouth on the river systems. As a kid, my dad and I would go to the Juniata River up there in Pennsylvania and fished a lot of smallmouth. We fished also the Upper Potomac in West Virginia, the North Branch,
and
caught a lot of smallmouth up there. It turns out the smallmouth bass is probably one of my most favorite fish to catch. So I may have to book a trip with your daughter to go up there. Fished on the Susquehanna out of Lewisburg. Area up in that area, and I love fishing for them with surface lures. I use a Rapala. I use a number 3 Rapala. I think is only about 3.5 inches long. I like the gold model. It more mimics the bait fish that the smallmouth eat than the bigger fish. But love catching a river smallmouth like nothing else. No question about it.
Watch them throw spinner baits and little grubs that Eddie works off the bottom. It's a multitude of lures, but
no question.
They both have their talents on which ones they do best with.
Sure.
One other quickie. Kale has been sneaking around in the woods and with the. Putting out her corn and whatnot.
Yeah.
I the last 3 weeks, I said, "What are you getting on your camera?" And she finally broke down. She's got a trail camera of a beautiful typical 10 with split brows.
Oh,
and Alan, she's got it in daylight hours.
Oh, baby.
And I said, "Did you check that stand out? Your stand good enough? Is it strong enough to hold me?"
That's a great question.
She looks at me. I said, it's kind of a stand that I built like 30 years ago, and I really need to check it out, make sure it's all still safe.
I think you need to take a day and get out there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and do a thorough inspection till dark.
I'll get up there and look it over for you. So.
Yeah, but remember, when you check out a stand like that, you've got to take your bow along, or your crossbow, or whatever. You got to take it along because you need to see the shooting lanes and so forth, just in case
everything's open.
Definitely open for inspection.
Yeah,
my thought.
So the good thing is she doesn't get home till like 4 o'clock. So first come, first serve.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe we'll see one of you with that racket to fish and flea market to get measured next year.
Yeah. So. All right. Have a good one, Alan.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. There are many folks here on the shore that pursue snow geese, and that season is extended. Of course, the limits are high because they have a conservation season that goes, I believe, into March. Well, a lot of these snow geese, the guys will take the shots as. They're famous for dropping down, dropping, 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 and then stopping, you know, turning around and headed back up just as they get in range. Well, guys like to use a pretty big gun on them. So the Gold Light 10-gauge field model from Browning is one of the preferred firearms for these snow geese over here. And sometimes they're just, you know, the Canada goose hunters like to do that as well. The Arik camo is really nice. New for 2023, the 10-gauge auto-loading shotgun with a redesigned stock and forearm. It has textured gripping surfaces, standard and vector interchangeable choke tube systems, and a four-shell magazine capacity set up for snow geese when, you know, you don't have the three shell limit during that late season for snow geese, and when you can shoot an unplugged magazine. The Gold Light 10 gauge from Clyde Sports Shop and Browning. And then, of course, you know, a lot of guys like to do the preserve shoots, the upland shooting, you know, the quail, the ringneck pheasant, the chucker and so forth, you know, put and take. I liken it to put and take trout fishing, put and take shooting preserve shooting. I would recommend the 725 Satori for that. It doubles as a sporting clays gun, of course. It doubles as a trap and skeet gun, but it comes in a lot of different models. The sporting model, the CXT, the White Lightning, the field model. The 725 is an over-and-under break-action shotgun from Browning. Comes with great choke tubes, Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones, and available in a 20 gauge as well, so, and a field model. The Satori and the Gold Light 10 gauge from Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com for firearms licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray on Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back. Aaron, any callers on the line? Joseph in Graysonville. Let's talk to Joseph in Graysonville. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are things in Graysonville this morning? A little wet?
No, it ain't raining. It's just windy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was raining earlier, but now it's just windy.
Yeah, we're looking
at... I was calling to get in the muzzleloader contest, but the weirdest thing I see these one big hen. They got like 15 babies that are size of chickens, and then there's about 10 little ones, like little peeps.
Really? How? Yeah. Now, when is this recently or what?
Yeah, I see them every day down there.
Really?
Yep. They're like little peeps, like, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Well, hey, at least you got the birds. That's the main thing. Some of those will grow up to be tom turkeys, you know.
Yeah, that's so sure.
You're talking about turkeys, right? Wild turkeys.
Yes, wild turkeys.
Yep, got it. Well, hey, the future looks bright where you are, buddy.
Yep. And then, like 2 weeks ago,
yep.
I seen two little deer.
Little.
They were just born.
Probably were. Hey, thanks for the call, Joseph. Call anytime. You're in the contest. Thanks for waiting. Gotta go. Hey, there's the music, folks. Get out, stay out, stay safe, especially today. Winds gusting to 40 miles an hour. Stay off the bridges. Stay off the water. Northeast winds, you're not going to catch anything anyway. Stay out of the woods. You know, we don't want a tree falling on you. Anyway, stay home, sleep in, enjoy your family. See you next week.